Take a look at these two words. Conviction, allegation. What's the difference between them? Well, if you like reading the news in English, you're going to see this word every day. Allegation. Okay? It means accusation. Something that's not proved. Okay? It's an accusation, but it's not been proven. Like if I say, you're a murderer, okay, that's an allegation. It's an accusation that hasn't been proven, right? Now, a conviction means that there is proof, okay? It has been proven to be guilty. Okay, so if you get convicted of murder, that means there's some proof that you are a murderer. But if it's just an allegation, that means there's no proof. Okay, let's take a look at this news article. Hope Solo accuses Sepp Blatter of sexual assault at awards ceremony. Okay, now her name is Hope Solo, and she's the goalie for the USA women's soccer team. And this guy is Sepp Blatter. He was the president of FIFA. So she's accusing him of sexual assault. She says that he grabbed her butt at an awards ceremony. Okay, this awards ceremony here, FIFA's Ballon d'Or Awards in 2013. Okay, so what does he say? Blatter denies the allegations. Okay, denies means he says, no, I didn't do that. That's crazy. Okay, he denies the allegations. Now, like I said, if you like reading English news, you're going to see this word every single day. Russia denies the allegations. The CIA denies the allegations. Hoffman denies the allegations. Every day, someone is accusing someone else of something, but the person always denies the allegations. Okay? Now, allegation is the noun, and alleged is the adjective. Alleged. Okay? So the alleged murderer. It means someone who they think is the murderer. They've been accused of being the murderer, okay? Accused, but not convicted. Okay, we could say, John Smith, the alleged murderer, will appear in court next month. Okay, so he'll appear in court, and then the court will decide if he is innocent or guilty. If he's guilty, then he'll be convicted. Okay, so I want to know, which legal system do you think is better? Innocent until proven guilty, or guilty until proven innocent? If someone gets accused of something, should they be innocent until they're proven guilty, or should they be guilty until proven innocent? What do you think? Let me know in the comments right down there, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.